Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. It seems a little staticky. Is everything okay?
It is.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not sure.
There's some static between us. Okay, hopefully it will pass. Whatever, we're not going to let that affect anything. Well, good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
So, go
ahead.
You
have a hand raised, just so you know.
Okay, perfect. So, actually, perfect. So, let's take the call because what I was going to start to talk about might actually drop into working with the caller. So, perfect timing. Let's take this call.
All right. This is area code. Oh, and they, of course, then decide to drop. Or maybe Victor dropped them. Okay, well.
All right. Okay. They're like, no, we don't want hubby trying anything. Or maybe they pressed one by mistake, or they'll come back.
Yeah, who knows?
But whatever. Okay. All right, so what I was going to mention is that I just received my 528 megahertz tuning fork, and I've been playing with it a little bit. And again, this has been inspired by, hold on one second, please. Let me just, I have to mute myself for 3 seconds, okay? So
okay.
Talk to the
okay.
people. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm curious about what she has, a tuning fork, because I actually had borrowed a set of tuning forks from one of my teachers, you know, years ago. But I never could get into them. I thought they were neat, but I think this will be an interesting, because she was really drawn to it because of Lois, actually. But I think this will be really interesting to see how it turns out using this on the
I'm
show.
I'm back. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. What were you saying?
I'm just saying that I had borrowed a set of tuning forks years ago.
Oh.
But I liked it, but I didn't really do much with it. It was just something that I was interested in because my friend who had the set had just received it as a gift, and you know, it was just one of those, ooh, well, let's just see. And they were neat, but like, it was a whole set, like it rolled out, and you know, I think it was not specifically tuned. Yours is something a little different.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
So
yeah, I've seen those, and I'm like, no, I'm no doctor. Yeah, because it's they're like precision instruments, and if you, I've seen them online. And you roll this out, and it's all these frequencies, and no, I just was led to the 528. That's like, if you have to choose one, that's the one that's always the most universal one. It's the love one, and it's the DNA one. So this, I think it just came the day before yesterday. I just got them. So I did a tiny little bit of research, but so much of this new information coming in on the show and in subsequent platforms, I'm just being led while I'm being a little blindfolded, which at the end of the day, isn't that how it really works for all of us? We have to have that faith to just be okay with the obscurity and the little bit that we see as the light of experience and knowledge and information, and trust eliminates our path. So the tiny little research I did was that, and I actually think I saw YouTube, and I think the guy might have been in the Philippines, so I thought that was amusing. where he it was a demo of how you can use your 528 tuning fork for your chakra points. So I was playing around, but basically, and tell me if you can hear it okay. So I'm on my headset, so I'm just going to tap firmly the side of the tuning fork with the mallet that it comes with. And for those of you that don't know what in God's name is these two girls talking about, the show is called The Lois Effect, standing for Love Originates in Self, but inspired by the energies that are coming in from the other side, from Elisa's mentor, Lois Grant, who worked a lot with sound frequency, and I am deliberately not studying her or learning too much about her so that I am as pure a filter as I can be to be a receptor, a receiver of the information that Lois wants to continue to bring in from the other side through this platform. She's worked with Elisa. They have a relationship, a connection for a long, long time. And how perfect that I am very open as a receiver of energies of the other side and happen to co-host with her buddy Elisa. So Lois is smart. She's like, oh, this is a 2-for-1. All right, so I'm going to ask for whatever, for... And we would not have really liked each other on the physical plane, but we really like each other this way, so it's kind of cute. Okay. I think that's really funny. So I'm going to ask, and again, I'm kind of being led by her, right? Because I would never even occur to me to even explore this modality or to even have the conversation that we're having right now. Having said that... I'm going to kind of let her lead the way a little bit through my funky filter. Sorry, Lois, that's what you're going to get. So we're going to ask for everyone to just take a very gentle, cleansing, healing, loving breath in your own rhythm. Let's just do a few more of those, 2 or 3 more in your own time. There's no cohesion. There's no collective rhythm. It's your own resonant rhythm. And as you're connecting internally, feel the resonant rhythm that makes you you. Whatever that means. And that would be found in the realm between your solar plexus and your heart. So if you can imagine kind of like a ring, like the rings of Saturn. So there are these, or a ring around a tree. Just dropped into that very peaceful, calm eye of the storm. You can always access that place if you imagine that ring that lives between your solar plexus and your heart. And you're going to hear the sound of the 528 HZ megahertz. And as you hear the sound, just let it breathe in between that space that lives between your solar plexus and your heart, and let the vibration sort of vacillate between the heart and the solar plexus and the solar plexus and the heart. So just breathe normally, lovingly, peacefully, and slowly. Take that in. Take a deep breath. Receive that, and we'll do it again. And the final time, just as you're hearing the vibration, just receive the energetic mantra, I am love. And if you have a free hand, place it on your throat gently. There might be some tenderness there in thinking that mantra, I am love, which is why I'm being directed to direct you guys to place a gentle hand on your throat and to receive that. You are love. I am love. We are love. Breathe that in. And then slowly glide. So do not remove or lift off, rather, the hand from the throat, but rather slide it down to the heart and breathe that in. And as you're taking gentle, slow, loving breaths, repeat to yourself, I am love. Take that in. Again, do not lift off the hand, but gently slide it, glide it down to the solar plexus, to the belly area. Gently letting your hand rest very lightly on that area of the belly of the solar plexus. Breathe that in and slowly repeat to yourself, silently repeat to yourself, I am enough. If you're feeling lightheaded, that's normal. Leave that hand where it is on the belly, and if it's possible, and if you're able to, take the remaining hand and place that over the hand that has been on the solar plexus on the belly, so that you are anchoring that support. And it's almost like you're hugging very loosely your belly, but one hand directly on top of the other. Breathe that in. Feel the lightness of your beingness. And that you can also be grounded at the same time. But in this space, heaviness does not exist. But you can be grounded and light all at once. Breathe that in. One more time. If your eyes are closed, you can gently open them. Gently remove the hands from the belly. Slowly flutter your fingers as if you're playing the piano in water. Take a deep breath. And I have no idea what we just did, but we did it. And
that was nice.
Alisa, yeah, as I'm sort of getting myself back to earth, I think it would be great if you can sort of comment on the experience as someone who participated. I'd love to listen to that.
What it reminded me of was when Lois used to start her classes, she would ring a little bell. It wasn't like a handbell, but it was there was one tone that she would hit, and it would pierced out like that. I don't even know. It wasn't like a tuning fork at all, but I don't even know if that particular note was at you know, that corresponds to that tuning fork. But it's she's very clever, because that's how you know she would kind of call people kind of to order, like, okay, time to settle in, and so that was actually really good. And for me, I meant to tell you this, because you know we do things in parallels
all day,
and you and your ringing in the ears on the left side.
Oh Jesus!
For me, it was mostly on the right side, and it's and I didn't mention it because it's not it's mostly on the right side. It's kind of everywhere, but it really started after a concert I went to. So there's a part of me that's like, it could have been just because.
Well, it might have shifted. It might have shifted what needed to come to the surface, though.
Right.
Right.
But it's still kind of been lingering, and I keep forgetting to mention it to you.
Wow.
That
we always, oh, girl. So you're the right and I'm the left. Of course. Of course. Isn't that funny?
It's mostly on the right side. I hear it mostly on the right.
Yeah.
And I was trying to see when you did the hit the tones,
hit
that key or the
right.
tuning fork, if it kind of matched or if it would change a little bit. I kind of felt like it did shift a little bit.
Yep.
And I liked addressing like the core of the body, which is basically, you know, going from the heart to the throat to the solar plexus. I liked and I like the mantras that go with that. It obviously makes sense considering the tuning fork is set to that.
Right.
That,
oh yeah, I didn't even realize that. Well, I wasn't doing it, so she was doing it. Right.
So that makes sense.
Right.
So it was nice, and I think to imagine that ring, kind of like you said. Well. It was the visualization was like the ring of a tree, but a ring around between your solar plexus and your heart. So you know, really getting a structure behind that. So in fact, you know, to kind of sit up a little straighter. I mean, I'm sitting right now, so to sit up a little straighter, and imagine that band. That was nice. All of it. I liked it.
Well, that's
and
great.
I like
Thank
feeling
you.
More
yeah.
grounded and,
yeah.
and feeling, you know,
yeah.
using the breath and having a visualization, but then having that sound sort of filter through. It's very gentle, very loving. So that was me. I like that.
Yeah, and I would have never said ring in a tree. Thank you. So, and thank you for reminding me. What's helpful to hear your experience. It grounds in what just happened. For me, it sort of gives me a summary. And, I feel very grounded as well, too.
Yeah.
And, girl, we all need to be grounded. Hello. Yeah, that's cool. So I will just have this instrument as... Just with everything else, the way that I have the database of messages, we'll have the little tuning fork here, and see how we're led to incorporate it. So I wanted to debut it for today's show, and that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, and it would have never occurred to me, you know, oh, let's do a little guided something with the tuning fork. Well, no.
Well, you've been waiting for this tuning fork since you were led to order it.
I know.
And so...
I ordered it from China. But it's a really good one. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really pretty. I like it. And it has, and what's cool, it's engraved on it. It says 528 HZ right on it. That's really, it was, yeah. This is no knockoff, people. Okay. It's the real deal. How cool. Okay, I like that. I feel very clear, very clear-headed also, grounded and clear-headed. And we all need to be in our bodies as best as we can,
mm-hmm.
especially now with everything happening in a multidimensional way. When you walk out into the world, we need to be anchored and grounded as much as we are capable of doing that. So,
well, we do now have another hand raised.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Hopefully they heard the meditation so they know what they're in for. Because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. My eyes closed, so I have no idea what they listened to.
No, I'm glad your eyes were closed. That's good. Yeah, I just automatically closed my eyes also. Yeah, that's cool. All right.
So this is area code 267. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm from Pennsylvania. I just caught the last bit of your show there, and I didn't get the whole meditation, but I'm going to go back and listen to it later, and because I thought it was pretty neat.
Yay!
are you taking readings? Or?
Yes, girl. Oh, yeah, we do it all here. Listen, it's like going to the nail salon. Pick color. No, I'm kidding. yeah, absolutely. What's going on? I think you're probably Donna. You said right?
Yes.
Okay, so it seems like you're a first time caller. If you can give Elisa your date of birth, month and day, please.
April 21st.
Okay, that's all we need. April 21st.
Okay.
And then the other thing, Donna, that we'd like is permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on?
Okay. I was had a relationship with someone for about, I guess you could say 10 years. The last two, we had parted ways. And it was about almost 3 years. And last night we went, he had moved away and he was a truck driver, but we still kept in contact. And
mm-hmm.
He lives 3 hours away and he drove up from wherever that is, Virginia, somewhere in Virginia. And we went out to dinner and we been thinking about him moving in here, and he has a mountain place that he rents out and maybe using that as a getaway place and all. Do you see this all being true and him really moving in with me to?
I'm going to tell you, as you were just starting to speak, Donna, and maybe you can help me clarify. Was there in the past, or I feel the energy of another woman. Now I'm not saying and the way that your mind might just go there like Lifetime TV movie. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying one word. Okay, I'm feeling the energy of another woman, whatever that means. So I'm going to ask you this. Okay, thank you. And I'm feeling, thank you, good. So let's just breathe that in, okay, because we're on the right track. Okay, good. And I'm feeling like a tenderness in the heart area. Now, that could mean a couple of things. Before I ask you to give me a little more information on this woman energy that I'm picking up, sometimes when I feel a constriction in the heart, It could mean that there is an issue with either somebody who passed with something related to the heart, or so it might be an energy from the other side, like maybe somebody's trying to help you from the other side where it comes to this other woman, and they died of a heart related thing. Because I'm feeling it. I'm not saying that there's the energy from the other side. It could be that, but. express the energy of the woman frequency, okay, it goes right to the heart. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, because the first year he had we drifted off a little bit, and he went and lived with this woman, and it didn't work out. It was a disaster, and I forgave because of circumstances. I really wasn't around, but she's supposed to be totally out of the picture, gone, and it was just like a maybe flashback, because we went out to dinner last night, and I, you know, just brought it up, and he said it was nothing. He, you know, he had lost his job. She was, I guess, a crutch or something. Not that I'm condoning him, but supposedly she's out of it. But I kind of got like a broken heart. But I had faith, and I don't know. I kind of believe in this is what he's telling the truth. I just want to make sure, like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the second that you started saying your very first sentence, I'm like, there's the energy of another woman, and it's strong. And then that energy really impacted my heart, where it kind of like pinched my heart in a sense. So that shows, so honor, like, yeah, you forgave him and all of that. But the question, Donna, is did you forgive him for him, or did you forgive him for you?
I guess you could say for me.
Good. Good. But there's a lot of...
Definitely.
But, okay, good, sweetie. So do me a favor, just take a breath. So I'm feeling like listen, and I'm all about, and people will disagree with me, but I'm all about with relationships, people need to know things on a need-to-know basis. And sometimes they don't need to know everything. In terms of, and that could work so many ways. It could be good. It could be not so good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So how I mean that in the context of talking to you now, Donna, is that you're being very saintly to this man. Would that be a fair, like, would that be in terms of like you're being so strong, and I don't think, not that he needs to know this necessarily, okay? So please don't think I want you to run in being so vulnerable and everything else. You're being vulnerable enough for right now, because you're taking very, you have to gingerly step through this. All right, so I want you to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I think you're, okay, this is the way to put it. I think your heart is so tender, I'm feeling it. You're really, really vulnerable. And that takes a lot of strength to be that vulnerable. And let me ask you this question, because I'm not too clear on it. So you guys were on again and off again. How much time from in between from him being with this woman and contacting you? Like, how much time were you not in touch?
I could say about roughly 6 months, if that.
So a few months. And then, what prompted the communication? He reached out to you?
Yes. Well, we kind of reached out to, it's kind of never left. He called me. Well, he's in the Army Reserves, and that's very close to my house. And he said, I'm down in the area, and he wanted to talk to me. He said it was a big mistake, because I drifted off within that, you know, I'm the one that drifted off and really shied away from him a little bit. And so he met this person. And
okay.
by talking to him, I'm not being naive, because, like, I'm very, like kind of in tune with it all. And I really have faith that it wasn't nothing, really. And she is totally out of the picture. And
okay, I have a question. But you just said a second ago that you drifted off. Why did you? You said you were the one to drift off initially. Is that correct? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, because okay, I'm going to be honest, because if I need help with this,
yeah,
okay,
please, girl,
I was with my husband at the time, and
okay,
we
got
were
it. Okay.
totally not there, and you know, he finally left, and when he did, I needed a little time to heal.
Got it.
And I was seeing
I was seeing
Ergen, and I was telling Ergen, you know, I need time away. You know, it's even though there was nothing there with me and my husband. I mean, he has a girlfriend now. It's been 3 years. He's, you know,
yeah,
okay.
But it's a lot. You need you need to process everything, regardless.
Right, and he ran into this girl or whatever. He was telling me last night she was just there at the time, and you weren't. And he said his job, he had his own business and another job with PennDOT, and he wanted to try something new, so he went off to be a truck driver, and he took off on this woman because he didn't really love her. She was there, and I wasn't.
Okay. And if you had to put all of this in a question, what would the question to us be right now?
Do you see it happening? Like, see, this is all the stuff we were supposed to do before all this. You know,
let me cut you off there. It would have been a disaster. So, and you say, do I see it happening? Can you tell me specifically what you mean by it?
Us getting back together. Well, I guess you could say we were, but he lives 3 hours away, and he wants to move up back up this way because, like I said, he went off to be, you know, a truck driver and was still communicating somewhat. He went through a lot in his past 3 years. He really did, and just as I did. And he's on workman's comp now because he hurt his neck, and
before you give too much away, I was just going to say he experienced some trauma.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so that makes sense with what I'm – so good. Okay, and I didn't want you to say too much so that it wouldn't be like you're feeding me the information, so sometimes I have to stop people so that I can tell them what I pick up before they give it all away. Do you know what I'm saying? So that this is as pure as I'm able to pick up on the energy of all this. I have to say now, which is good, is that there is a very neutral energy. So what I feel that means, Donna, is that you guys have a blank canvas. So the possibility is there. But I would say this before I turn this over to Elisa. I would say that ideally, if have you guys ever lived together before?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Am I mistaken in feeling that this would be like the next step for you guys to live together?
Yes, he wants to come and stay with me. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and
I'm going to stop you right there. Okay, so it's a canvas that you guys will choose your colors. My feeling is that to move gradually And for like the first month, like maybe he can leave some of his things at your place or whatever. But I think for like the first month, even if he finds like an Airbnb or something, I'm a little trepidatious with, boom, he's going to move right in. You're going to play house. A little, that's where I feel, that's where I feel I could give you guidance. And I'm going to flip this over to Elisa now, because she's going to talk to you about your, how your numerology affects all of this.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Donna, it's your birthday in April, this all moved into a number one personal year.
Mm.
So all the things that Liz was talking about, you know, you've got a blank canvas. When we do numerology, everything cycles through 1 through 9. So this past year before your birthday, and everything was about, you know, kind of finishing up and going through a process, a major transition from letting go of old stuff. A lot of endings last year, and then this year, as soon as April comes in, there are these new opportunities, and there's always an overlap between going from a 9 personal year into a new cycle, a new cycle of 9 years, and into that number one year specifically, because you're still kind of transitioning yourself. Like, well, you know, I just went through a lot of endings. For some people, 9 is about loss, and usually it's a loss when you feel that, you know, something was taken away from you and you weren't ready to part with it, but it was probably good. It usually comes later on. It was probably a good thing I had to let go of it, because now look at the opportunities. So the number one personal year for you, obviously, even specifically with this question, is, you know, here's an opportunity to start anew and to really bump it up a level with how this relationship is going to move forward. And I think just pay attention, because even all the things we were talking about before, like, you know, a transition a few years ago with the ex-husband, and just needing time. So this is now time for you. And so you can obviously be open to these, you know, to a new relationship or reconnecting, but even that will basically be a new relationship, because now there aren't any other things around, you know, there aren't any other relationships that you have to pay attention to. It's just now this is you, and very currently this is you and what you are, and, you know, what you've grown to be, and the same thing for him.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to approach it in that way, and when we do that, to take things a little more slowly, so that it's not about being, oh, I'm going to be this really, you know, big person and take everything in, and let me fix that or whatever, or, you know, be that person to I don't know how the feeling is. It logically it seems like, oh, it makes sense. We like each other. We're going to spend less time together. We should, you know, you should just come and move here. But just realize, you know, this is now you're defining who you are. You're redefining who you are. Free from any other stuff, and really being good with who you are, how you're feeling, and establishing that so that it's not muddled with anything else. You know, taking on something new for you means also knowing what type of relationship you would like to have and what you're really ready for. So it can be a time of wonder, I guess. So, you know, there's excitement. But really getting to know the other person. So each person meeting the other where they are, and just allowing for that to unfold and seeing each other for who they are now versus whatever happened you know, 3 years ago, 6 months ago, whatever, there's always going to be growing time, you know, a time for each person and then for the relationship to unfold and to kind of show up and show, you know, what direction are we on the same page on most things, you know? And it is different, obviously, when you're living with somebody versus, you know, talking about wanting to be together. So the day-to-day stuff has to be just taken into account. I like what Liz is sort of telling you with, you know, have it be something a little gradual where he's just sort of visiting and maybe you spend, like, you know, a weekend together and then you have your own space during the week. And it sounds like with his job, or I guess he's on workman's comp, but whatever he was doing before that you know,
truck driving.
There's that he's not going to be around a lot anyway. But yeah, there's still stuff to work out, and it's always going to be for you to feel like, yes, you know, I'm good with this setup, and I'm eager to see more, and I can tell because of these conversations we've had, and by what I've seen that he's on the same page. Because if there are any, you know, I don't want to call them red flags, but hey, that's what they're there for a reason. If there are any red flags, you know, those are things to consider versus kind of glossing over them because you feel like overall this is what you want. You know, just pay attention to some of those other details because this is about your time. You know, in a 1 year, number one is who's number one? You know, you're the number one person in your life. It has to be you, and not you in relation to whatever, in relation to anybody else, but just you. This is your chance to really, you know, the healing always continues. You know, there's always going to be something that may, you know, come up and make you think of something in the past that. Either will be like, oh my gosh, you know, that really, if it triggers you, it's like, oh, you know, that's I'm not going to do that. That's exactly what happened last time. Or it'll be something like it may just remind you of something and look how far you've come. Like that you've seen it, you've gone through it before, and you know how to handle it. And that's where you're sourcing, you know, your next decision is because you're acknowledging how much you've grown, and you would make a different choice. And hopefully, as a number 1 year would recommend, that choice will always be about you and for you first.
That definitely, that's very spot on because, like, not to bring up the past, but before all this, his house in the mountains, which he had to rent, he had a setback this past 3 years that he moved away from me, and he wasn't with this woman when he ran off to go to truck driving thing. It was just that doesn't even bother me, but we were getting along worse before, and now it seems like he's not a communicator, but last night we talked. He says, well, this is what I'm thinking, and this is exactly what I want. He says, the people that I'm renting the mountain house to, because he's staying with a guy that he had worked with because he has to stay somewhere because he, you know. But he said, instead of moving into the mountain house, why not we'll stay at your house? He said, and he'll totally pitch in his share. He made that clear. And he said, we'll use the mountain house. I'm going to tell that they know that they have to go soon, probably spring. And we'll use that as a getaway house because there's a gas station's like at 45 minutes away and people like to rent out up there to go skiing and stuff. He said, we could use that for that. And we have the timeshare down the shore because we did a lot together in that, 10 years. And I said that it sounds that's why it was too perfect to be true because that's exactly what I would want. I'm in my own house. Nobody could tell me to go nowhere. If anything, I could tell them to go somewhere.
Well, that's why I said that. See, it's interesting that you that now you know you heard everything that Lisa was saying, but the last thing that I said to you before we switched over to her, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. So, what are you thinking now, Donna?
I don't know. What do I think of the whole situation?
Yeah, what do you think about what your next step's going to be?
Well, since he lives 3 hours away, it's kind of like when like he came down, and it's kind of hard. Like, I don't expect him. So when he's see a job, because he's got to get another job. If he stays with the company he was driving, it's a big chicken company. I don't want to say it, but it's you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going back there because that's all the way in the boondocks, 3 hours away, whatever. And he could get a truck driving job anywhere, like here in the city. And that's why he said it's better, job wise. And it sounded like a perfect, and it was the same setup that I was thinking of. Stay
mm-hmm.
here and use that as a getaway place, and we have the timeshare down the Jersey Shore, and it would be a perfect thing. And just I don't know, I guess it would be like it's time moving in now. It's hard to go slow when somebody lives 3 hours away.
Yes, that's a matter of choice. I don't think so.
Right. That's true, too.
That's
right.
A matter of choice, sweetheart. So let me just say this, because sometimes in our mind we'll set up conditions and things like that to sort of justify, you know, the end game, to justify, you know, the pot at the end of the at the rainbow. You know, you had said, and Elisa, you heard this, you talked about having your own house. And nobody could tell you, you know what I mean? Like, you're proud of that. It's your house.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I would just really think about going from, I don't know. If you're calling this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking to both of us, and there's a little bit of hesitation on my part. I mean, that's why you called.
Right. So there
you know,
is a little hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
You feel maybe just come on my week. I have off every other weekend. Have them come the weekend that I have off.
Just yet. There has to be. It can't be all or nothing. Life is a evolution. It's a process, and you're speaking so much about his situation and what he needs and all of that. What is it that you need?
That's what I need too, and that's what I want. But what he was saying, but like you said, actions. Better than words.
I would just go gradual and maybe meet in the middle in terms of it all sounds beautiful. It all sounds great. This is allegedly what you've been wanting, what you've been waiting for. I just feel a little, again, in my heart area, a little trepidation that if you go from all of this to playing house.
Right.
And you were married. How long were you married?
I was together with him we lived together since 96, but we got married 16 years. It was 16 years in August. We're, going through
okay.
the divorce.
So you were the same person, right, for a long time.
Yes.
Okay, so just hear me out. So you were playing house with somebody for a long time. And maybe in the beginning, you thought, oh, this checks all the boxes. This is what I want. This is amazing. And then what happened? Did you feel
right.
kind of, I mean, I say that metaphorically. And then you kind of find yourself a prisoner in your own home.
Right.
Right? Where, and I don't mean like that this person was, you know, tying you up to a chair, but that emotionally you felt like a prisoner in your own home. Now you've had that, I don't know if it's the same space or not, doesn't matter. Now you have your own space, right? You said that very clearly.
Yes.
That's why I'm hesitating, because it all sounds great at a distance. It all sounds terrific. I'm just concerned with you're going to go from all of this talk and fantasy and, boy, this is what I've been waiting for, to like, oh, no. And there is, and you know from being divorced, there is nothing more valuable than the price of one's freedom. And you could be in a relationship with somebody and the most ideal of relationships is when there's a sense of freedom and you're choosing to be together because you love each other so much. Not this whole codependent, whatever. So that freedom is so worth honoring. You know what it's like to be with somebody for like more than half your life. Been there, done that.
Yes.
So that I think that's why I can't be like, oh, you know, yeah, girl, go to Victoria's Secret. Yeah, it's gonna be great. Yeah, I can't. Nope. I can't be a cheerleader to dismissing your freedom and what that means. So there has to be a midway, someplace.
Right. And okay, take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you waited
okay,
this long.
That,
you waited this long.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I'm going to mention it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, and please feel free to your first time caller. Please feel free to give us a call back, and you can, you know, run this by us and kind of look. See where your heart is in all of this, but just take your time. Alisa and I both gave you a lot of information. I love that
yes.
you mentioned that you wanted to hear the show again, to hear the meditation. So do that. Listen to the show again and really hear the conversation that you're having with Alisa and myself.
Yes, I will do that.
Appreciate your freedom. Right now, don't be so quick to change what that looks like or the shape of that. That's why I'm hesitating, and I can't like say, oh yeah, I can't. You can call 10 other shows for that. That's not what we do here.
Right.
Okay.
Because he could just boom move in here and
no,
it's the.
No.
Oh my God, you're sitting on the couch. What happened to the mountain house? And
thank you. Yeah, you're smart.
Okay, I gotcha.
You're smart, dear. You're smart.
Yes.
You're smart.
Yes.
Don't forget how smart you are and how much you value your space and your freedom. I have a friend of mine that's happily divorced, and she's very happy with her boyfriend. And they live in two separate places, not too far from each other. And I love this line. I've quoted her for many years now. She's like, why would I want to get into a serious relationship or get married again so I can take care of another woman's son? Love that line. Love that line.
Oh, yes. And you know something? I'd rather him get an apartment down the street or around
Girl.
The corner.
Thank you.
Okay. You're right.
Our work is
Thank
done
you.
Today. Our work. Yes. Okay. The yes.
You brought this out in me. You're
Girl.
Awesome.
girl, I felt it. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. And that was the tugging in the heart. That really what it, because I went away. So I felt this other one. I felt all the stuff that was happening with him. But with you, I'm like, nope, something's off here. Something's not right. And I'm like, it's her freedom. It's her freedom. It's her freedom. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be so interesting because if he and I'm not saying he does or he doesn't. I don't know him. He didn't call me. You called us. So I don't care. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We care about you because you're talking to us. If everything that he has, the plans and all this and that, blah, 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 if he really, really wants you for the big picture, he'll find a way. If you are a means for him to get out of whatever corner he painted himself into, too bad, because you're gonna be irritated when there's crumbs in the bed or there's or whatever, dishes in the sink, whatever.
Yes, and that's I have a pet peeve about that because I do live with my 28-year-old son. And, you know, that's sometimes even a challenge.
Listen, I live with my two sons, 14 and almost 21. Girl, please, you clean the house 5 minutes later, it's like, what happened? So you're going to do that times two? And also, too, think about your household. You live, yes, it's with your adult child. Think about, and I feel that you guys have figured it out, you and your son.
Oh, yeah.
It's peaceful. I can feel it. It's you guys are good.
Yes.
I know that. I can feel the energy of that.
He helps me out, too.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you this, and then we got to go. Does your son know about these little plans that you have with Prince Charming?
Yes. He wants me to be happy. And you could tell he has a, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And about the collar, I'll just tell you this real fast. It's kind of funny. He showed me a picture on his way down here of the collar on his neck. And my son's all for me what I want. But he says, oh, yeah, he probably put it on right up the street. And
Right. Yeah, and that's precious, too, meaning – like how beautiful your son wants you to be happy. Yeah, we love that. That's beautiful. But again, is he going to, you know, is it going to be at sacrificing your peaceful household? He loves you so much, he's willing to sacrifice his comfort. Think about how comfortable or uncomfortable your child's going to be. I don't care that he's 28, he could be 58. They're your kids for life.
Right.
Think about all those things. No man is worth it. Your house.
No, but
what?
But that you brought that all up.
Yeah, girl.
In
no, you were married for a long time. No, sister. No. So let's see how you receive that. Give us a call back. And you're very strong. So don't forget that just because some man's talking to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. All right.
Okay, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We'll get back to you.
All right, darling. Take care.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. I feel like it's like the Liz and Elisa Detective Agency. Like, yes, and another caper solved.
Well,
wow. Yeah. That's deep, right?
Yeah.
Freedom is so important. Oh, my God. And other people can be so dismissive of it. That as women, we need to remind each other. Oof.
Mhm. Mhm.
Because you could be saying yes to all these things, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
What did I do? It's her house. And she lives with her child. I mean, look, he's 28, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Girl. Wow. That's deep. Well, what an interesting show.
Right.
Okay, cool. We did everything. We did everything on the show. Okay, cool. So we will sign off. If you guys need to, I'm so glad that she called us. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming, oh my God, what the hell is today? This coming Thursday at, I don't even know, this coming Thursday at 9:30 a.m. the United States Eastern Time. And as always, love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice,
take
right?
Everybody.
Yeah, bye. That's nice, right? Bye.